Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
You know, I got to tell you something. When candidate Donald J. Trump said, you know, you're going to be winning so much, you're going to get tired of winning. I laughed. I thought that was ridiculous. And now, you know, this winning stuff, there's a lot of winning. I'm a little tired. I'm almost tired of winning. Emphasis on the word almost. Mark Lotter is joining us. Mark, thank you for being here, my friend.
Oh, not a problem. Don't get tired of winning yet. We're not even at halftime.
No. I'm with you, man. We just took the field. And I got to remind everybody of what you have done. Special assistant to the president, press secretary to the vice president. Now I believe you are a practitioner of the dreaded free enterprise arts, correct?
I'm trying to make a go of it, yeah. But primarily my job is to serve now as a spokesperson for the president and the vice president through their outside political efforts.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about some of these efforts, Mark, because right about now, and I realize that it may be partisans talking amongst partisans, but God, it's good to be us right about now, isn't it?
You know, it is. And really, ultimately, it's good to be an American right now, because whether it is historic low unemployment, jobs coming back at record numbers, wages going up fast, and our wins on the international stage, and more recently, the wins at the Supreme Court, these are all good things for Americans. It's not just about Donald Trump. It's about benefiting the country and Americans.
Absolutely. Talk about the Supreme Court, because we had some amazing decisions. Obviously, the Supreme Court said, yes, we've read the law. Of course, the president has the right to protect Americans. That was Trump v. Hawaii. The other matters that came out with these pro-life clinics in California that have been forced to do some ridiculous things. And there were one or two other things, right?
A few here and there, but I think the biggest one is what you mentioned already, obviously, with the travel ban. But here's equally as big. The Supreme Court basically, over two decisions, the one you mentioned in California and one yesterday, basically said the government cannot force you to join a group, pay dues, or say things that you don't believe in.
Yeah.
And it's hard, because I know the left, they want to make this about the issue. No, it's about the principle.
Right.
The Americans shouldn't be forced by their government to join groups they don't believe in, or say things that are against their religious faith, or have to pay dues to be a member of something that they don't want to be a part of. That's un-American.
Yeah. Yeah. And more important than all of those decisions, Mark, is the fact that at the end of it all, Justice Kennedy announced he was retiring. And I don't know if it was your responsibility or someone else's to get over to MSNBC and hide all the sharp implements.
You know, we saw a full-on meltdown yesterday via Twitter and the mainstream media. It was actually laughable at one point to watch them and to hear the phone call of the recorded message crying and when the news broke. But first, want to obviously thank Justice Kennedy for three decades of service on the United States Supreme Court. Didn't always agree with all of his decisions, but you know, he served there with distinction, and I think he should be honored as such. The even bigger news is that for the second time now in just a year and a half, the president is going to be able to appoint another Supreme Court justice, and he's going to follow the mold he did the first time around in the model of the late, great Antonin Scalia, followed by Justice Gorsuch, and we are going to have another Supreme Court justice who believes in the Constitution as it's written, not as Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and Chuck Schumer wished it were to be.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the process, because there was a list of 25 names, as I recall, put together for the Gorsuch nomination. And then, I don't know, 6 months ago, I read about a supplemental list of five. Are we still working from the same lists?
So working from the same list of about 25 names that the president put out during the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And this was obviously part of the campaign. He picked now Justice Gorsuch from that list. He is going to return to that list to pick another qualified jurist, and these are folks who have served with distinction. They understand that the law is what it is written to be, and despite what the liberals want to do and pervert it into their own causes, the law is what it says in black and white, and that's the way it should be ruled, especially when it comes to the United States Constitution. And we're looking forward to that nomination. It should be out, I would say, in probably the next few weeks or so, giving historical precedent.
Mm-hmm.
The leader says that it's going to be voted on in the fall. So hopefully that new justice will be able to take his or her seat when the new session starts on October 1. But once again, here we are finding the Democrats tripping all over themselves. And I don't know if you saw it, Jeff, but when the Washington Post, of all places, even called out the hypocrisy and the lies of the Democrats when they're trying to make issue between the decision in 2016 to hold the nomination of from President Obama to now,
They're
even calling it bogus and grasping at straws. So that shows you how far the Democrats have ventured astray.
That's amazing. Mark Lotter is joining us. Mark served as a special assistant to the president, press secretary for Vice President Pence, is now sort of the point man on any number of issues. Now, you raise a great point here that the Democrats have said, hey, listen, it is completely and totally unfair for Mitch McConnell, the majority leader in the Senate, to have a vote this fast. We should wait until after the elections, because that's what he did with the nomination that President Obama had made. Now, we both point out, everybody's noted, that was a presidential election. It's a world of difference. And in fact, I mean, I hate to bring up facts because they get in the way of these well-crafted DNC narratives, but it was President Obama who nominated Elena Kagan leading into midterm elections, right?
Absolutely. It was in 2010, right before his first midterm, and under the then majority leadership in the of the Democrats in the Senate, They confirmed Justice Kagan to the Supreme Court. So the precedent has been set. They also remember that it was Joe Biden as chairman of the House Judiciary Committee in 1992 that actually suggested that the Senate should not confirm justices or nominations in a presidential election year.
Mm-hmm.
So again, narrative, you know, the facts get in the way. The big question, though, is where are Virginia's senators going to be? Because none of them voted for Justice Gorsuch, who believes in the Constitution as written.
Yeah.
And I would find it very hard to believe if they're going to support another similar justice who believes in the document that was founded in the state of Virginia, written by one of its greatest leaders. Where are they going to be?
Yeah, well, I'm sad to tell you, I think we both know the answer on that one. There's not, but let me ask you what the process is going to be. Once the president sends the nomination up there, it's going to be a distinguished woman, a distinguished man, somebody clearly qualified for the court. How long is the process? Do you think the process will take? And then remind us all how the vote has to go. Majority, 60, I don't remember. What are the numbers?
Right. So generally speaking, this is all historical precedent.
Mm-hmm.
It generally takes 2 to 3 weeks for the White House to go through the vetting process. Obviously, they've got a great start on that because they're pulling from the list of names they've already pre-examined.
Yep.
But usually 2 to 3 weeks to get a nomination, generally speaking. And at that point, then it's about 70 to 100 days on average before the actual vote for confirmation. I know Senator Grassley, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, has expressed an interest in having the hearings after the Senate returns from Labor Day.
Yep.
So you're talking September, and then you would assume a couple, 2 to 3 weeks, maybe a month later, early October, late September, for the actual confirmation vote, and the new session starts on October 1. Process, because of the Democrats, they eliminated the filibuster for judicial appointments and cabinet secretaries under Obama's years, and then because of their intransigency on Neil Gorsuch, Leader McConnell extended that process that they went down to Supreme Court justices for Neil Gorsuch. So it only takes a simple majority, 50, 51 votes, 50 with the vice president casting a tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Republicans have that majority. So as much as the Democrats want to complain, there's really not a lot they can do. And this is a process. Senator McConnell warned the leaders of the Senate, the Democrats,
yes.
when they went down this path.
Yes, he did.
Do not do this. You may regret it. And here it is coming to roost that they now regret their actions because they put politics over policy.
Yes, they did. Now, here's the biggest question, though, Mark. For those of us who are on the GOP aisle side of things, should we all chip in and buy Harry Reid like a gift card or something?
Yeah, maybe they will.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like, I mean, I know it's such a long time ago and it's ancient history, we don't deal with that. But you are absolutely right. The Democrats will have no one to blame for but themselves. Now, here's one of my concerns, though, in all candor. And I say this as a proud Republican. I look at some of my other proud Republicans, and sometimes I wonder which side they're playing for. Is there a possibility that anybody up there in the Senate that should be voting one way says, not so fast?
Well, there's always a chance with that. Yeah, you never know. But given the names, the distinguished names that are on that list, I would think that the Republicans would hold together like they did with Justice Gorsuch.
Yeah.
Also important to remember that three red state Democrat senators crossed over and voted for Justice Gorsuch last time around. There are 10 of them that are very worried, rightfully so, about keeping their seats and their power. And so that will put them into a very difficult bind.
Yes.
But I think you even had Paul Begala this morning from Clinton years saying that any Democrat that would vote or support this nominee would have a very hard time fundraising and gaining volunteers. Well, they're laying down the marker, so they may play straight politics on this. It's something they're going to lose, not only with the nomination,
yep.
but also from the electoral standpoint. We've got a long history of letting presidents nominate, and if you're qualified,
mm-hmm.
even if we don't always agree with your positions, they generally go through. And it's clear the Democrats would rather just play games right now than actually do their jobs. And so we'll see how it plays out in the months ahead.
All right. It's going to be fascinating. Mark, thank you for making time for us, my friend. That is Mark Lauder, formerly the press secretary for Vice President Mike Pence. He's special assistant to President Trump. I think it's going to be a fascinating, fascinating couple of months. And yes, buckle in, because it's all politics from the Democrats. There's nothing there. There's no there there. It's all politics. We don't like Trump. And in fact, I mean, that's their campaign. As we get ready for November, that's the campaign they've got ready and mounted, right? Well, we don't like Trump. We're going to impeach Trump. Why? We don't know, but we don't like him. Okay. You have any plans? Yeah, that's what I thought. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.